The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday. It is a Wednesday, January 15, 2025. We are 15 days in. A few years back, by the 10th, by the 11th, we would have been able to see a major thing. Isn't that crazy how January works? Isn't it crazy how January worked? The Palisades is on fire, right? It's on fire in the United States of America, so that's a major thing. I didn't look at an update this morning, but the last time I saw the update, I think it was 24 persons have passed away and over 20,000 acres, 45 miles. The last time I watched it, it was 2% contained. I'm sure that they increased that at this particular point. But it's crazy how January brings this kind of this tribulation, that the transition of the year, it's come with this kind of, this pain. Is that what transitions are all about? I'm going to talk about this. I want to talk with you guys today. I got a shout out to Tabby. Tabby, what's happening down there at the Department of Environmental Health Services? Hope you're good. Vo, I hope you're good, my dear. I hope that all those persons are out there. That you're good. All the persons that continue to be able to call me. If you see me on the street, I would say my name. Trust me. Listen, text me and I'll say your name. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you wherever you are. January 15th, you guys, a difficult time to be born in. All the gifts was already distributed. Everybody's poor and broke at this time. You're eating noodles. They pack up noodles and sort of package it and put a bow on it for you and you eat that. Happy birthday to you. But, you know, as you get older, you decide to be able to go into... put a little savings aside for you for the month. Yeah, put it on fix. So for the month of January, you could have something. Yeah, yeah. See if you could go down. See if you could go down to your unions. Yeah, go down to one of the credit unions and put a little something aside. So by the time is your birthday come around, everything that you spent in December for your nieces, your nephews, your cousin, your auntie, your woman, your children, so forth and so on, you'll have something for yourself in January. All right. So we ain't got nothing to give you in January other than happy birthday. I just pray that the Father blesses you and keeps. That's all we can give you. Praise God. Enjoy your birthday. Have a good time, man. Do so with sobriety and very clear understanding. This is a strong month. This month, we've been having a good conversation about forgiveness. We've been talking about forgiveness. We had an interlude on Monday. We brought those persons in from the Bahamas Trade Commission. And being able to have a good conversation with Senator Barry and Senator Randy, I enjoyed that. It was cool. I wanted to push them and kind of press them a little bit in certain areas, but I'm hoping that they come back so we can have a good conversation about those things. But we're going to continue with this series. We're going to continue with the series and have a good conversation about this path to peace. We're going to talk forgiveness, and we're going to talk about, more specifically, anger management. And I had an opportunity and I just got a confirmation from Barrington Brennan. Barrington Brennan, he's a marriage counselor, relationship counselor and all those particular things. So he's been doing this for a very long time, he and his wife. And so he's going to be joining me on Friday, God Spare Our Lives, to continue the conversation and dive deeper into it, to talk about where we are and how things are going. And so I want to be able to do that. And also on Friday, we should be able to have Kendra Bowe. You know Kendra. Kendra sat with me on many occasions. She'd tell me she'd feel under the weather today, so she couldn't show up today. But on Friday, we'd be able to have an inclusive conversation, right, from different perspectives. She's been in the correctional facility for a long time, being able to provide consultation in those particular areas. And like I said, Barrington Brennan has been a professional in his capacity for a very long time. So we're looking forward to a good conversation. And on Monday, we should be able to have, we got a confirmation for Dr. Clifford Smith, right? So we're going to be able to have a good conversation on Monday, right? We should wrap up the series by Tuesday and then get back into your normally scheduled program. You're fast. I don't know if we're going to be over by then, but we can be able to do that. Guys, got a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Be riding daily on this road, amen. Chief of Police, Shanta Knowles, ain't playing no games with y'all. Let's just be very clear and very straight with you. Get your car insured, licensed, inspected, everything so you can be on the road properly. Do these things, man. I think that this is where it starts. It doesn't start with $150 million being lost. It doesn't start where the $17 million. It starts with this small incremental stuff that you find insignificant, that you believe that's not hurting anyone. And when this particular mindset infiltrates the minds of all of our citizens and everyone taking a little piece, then we're in a big problem. So we have to eradicate this concept and idea of corruption, and that thing starts with us. The thing, the casual thing that we've been doing. I mean, nothing to talk about. It's just a little casual thing. Let's deal with this, all right? So get your car insured, get that thing inspected, get a thing taken care of. If you need insurance, you'll be able to go down to my guys, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can take good care of you. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. I'm excited about that. One thing I want to say, I had an opportunity to be able to go into a store this morning, right? And Mr. Marshall saw Ewood Marshall right there on Queens Highway. On Queens Highway. On Carmichael Road, Queens Highway, I think at Freeport. Right there on Carmichael Road. I have not been in this store, right? I think it's Sell All, right? I went into the store this morning to purchase something that I had for a little small project. And it was a gorgeous store. I did not know. I think that so many of us pass this store. It's a two-story building, big building, L-shaped right there on Carmichael Road, right after you pass BFM on the right on the southern side. Right after you pass BFM on the southern side, you'll see it say inks and phones and this and that, right? And you look at it, and what I thought is that they had like Xerox machines and the whole thing. So I said, you know, I just couldn't wait till 10 o'clock this morning to go purchase my thing, right? And so I popped in there, and Mr. Hubert Marshall, he's an avid listener of the show. I want to thank him so very kindly for being able to listen in with us all the time. He started to tell me about the store, and I look around. I was amazed. I was absolutely amazed. They got everything in here, and they got affordable prices. Listen to me. Affordable prices. I'm telling you, right? Because as I sit there, and I say, I need this, this, and this, and I compare, you know, it's black man, I'm going to do this. I compare in prices on Amazon, and in my mind, I'm working out whether or not it's feasible for me to be able to get it here or pay a couple more dollars to get this thing with Amazon and be able to get, you know, a bang for my buck. So as I start to look at these things, I start to, you know, go through my phone and whatnot. Mr. Marshall comes up and say, well, I could do this and this. Well, why are you looking at this one? This is a better one for you. And I could do this at a significantly reduced rate. Oh, my God. And so I want to thank you, Mr. Marshall. Your lovely staff, man. This is great staff that you have there. I'm hoping that we can do something together, because more people need to know and move that thing and move it in your direction. Some great stuff that you're doing down there on Carmichael Road. So hopefully to be able to hear from you, we could be able to make some things happen. I think the store is Sell, right? Oh God, where's the receipt? Sell, I think is Sell All or Sell It All. Big block green letters right there. If you pass BFM on the left hand side, L-shaped building, two-story yellow building, and it has everything. If you're looking for electronics, if you're looking for a computer, if you're looking for a sound bar, if you're looking for a refrigerator, if you're looking for a washing machine, if you're looking whatever you're looking for as appliance and electronics, these people got these things. So go check them out. I just want to be able to say thank you so much for being able to accommodate your customers in these particular states. So I'm happy to do that. Now, one more thing before we get into the news and talk about these things. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm supposed to be here tomorrow. I'm supposed to have a good conversation about the bodybuilding association. Now, we can either do that on Friday morning first thing, or we could do that at 1 o'clock. I'm just waiting to see about to see exactly what's what. Now, the reason I'm not going to be here tomorrow is because I received an invite. I received an invite. And the invite says, it says, the First National Forum for Primary Prevention of Violence in the Bahamas, the region of the Americas, which includes the Bahamas, has the highest rate of violence in the world, specifically in the country, and the epidemic of violence is having an unabated impact on our homes, communities, and our way of life. Violence is known to undermine economic development, kindle social erosion, and disrupt the paradise of our land. It has also been established that violence can be prevented. The Ministry of Health and Wellness is pleased to invite you to the First National Forum of the Primary Prevention of Violence and Consequential Gathering dedicated to collective brainstorming and pressing issues of violence in our communities. This event will bring together policymakers, faith leaders, community leaders, civil society, advocates, and developmental partners to share knowledge, agree on strategies, and foster collaboration for effective violence prevention using the public health approach. It's going to be Thursday on the 16th, so I suppose this is invitation only, but it looks like it's going to be a workshop. The thing starts from 9 a.m. to 5, so all day. I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going to take up this opportunity and sit with them and see exactly what they're going to be doing. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to being able to do this. This is signed off by the PS and being able to say these things. So I want to thank you so much for the invitation. I am going to take your invitation and sit with you tomorrow to talk about these things. It makes no sense having this kind of a conversation with you about the concept and idea associated with forgiveness, anger management, and looking for the rudimentary causes of these things and then opt out of having a conversation that you can be able to contribute with your thoughts, ideas, and being able to make some things happen. So I'm grateful for this opportunity from the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and hopefully we have what I believe that we're going to have a wonderful time tomorrow between the hours of 9 to 5 and being able to talk about rooting out violence aligned with public health approach. So I'm looking forward to that and having good conversations with you. If you guys are being able to go in with that, we can look at that. So it's going to be a pre-recorded show tomorrow. And then Friday, we're going to hit you with something fresh. Like I said, we're going to have a good conversation on Friday and be able to dive into that and see exactly what's what. I'm going to open up the lines in a couple of seconds, but let's get into this news and see exactly what's what. Court orders end to strike. I want to say this. I want to publicly say this. I'd like to talk to Obi Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson, if you're listening or if you can get this information to Mr. Ferguson, I'd like to be able to speak with you. I'd like to talk with you. I'd like to interview here to have a conversation about your train of thought. It makes no sense for me to be able to speculate based upon observation. I'd like to be able to know what your train of thought was. I'd like to know what's your overarching objective in terms of being able to come onto the radio and come onto the public spaces and in so many words, being able to say that the prime minister is not being forthcoming, to me decent as I say this. To indicate that you've never received a call, that you have that you had work all day, then the prime minister coming back said, my office did call, indicated that you had court and you couldn't make it to the meeting at 2 o'clock. I'd like to know what is the overarching objective. I'd like to know. And I want to be able to dig past this kind of an idea of the issues that exist. We know the issues exist. We know that's why you actually forged your relationship with the PLP and signed a memorandum of understanding. We know that there was supposed to be a sort of a period that you allow the government to be able to do what they had to do to get to these particular objectives. We also know that Pia Glover Road made some steps. We want to being able to ease the tension between the unions and those particular workers. And we want to know what is the overarching objective, right? We heard from, I think it was Mr. Woodside? From the other Congress union indicating that 80% of their memorandum of understanding that was signed back in 2021 is complete. They found these particular things and they've dealt with these things in the light of social discourse. they dealt with these things out in the public. And so I'd like to know, with this kind of aggressive approach that you've taken, with being able to hold the country hostage. Now, this is not me diminishing the works and what's owed to these particular persons. I'm only asking, from leadership standpoint, for you at the rudder, for you at the wheel that is leading this particular cause to an objective, what is that objective? What is that objective? Okay? Now, in light of the politics that exist in this particular country, in light of the culture and the rhythm that exists in this country to be able to identify politics as a the proverbial gun, right? You potentially, quote-unquote, sticking up the government with this proverbial gun of politics to say, if you don't move in this direction, then you know we can pull the trigger. That's essentially what you said. That's what you said. As you sat down there and you start to talk about this, why even mention anything to do with political year? Why? Why mention that we are in the political season? Why? What is the objective here? Are you threatening the government with their political livelihood, their lives, to be able to get to your agenda, to get to your objective? It's the exact same thing that you did with the FNM. How can you be trusted? How? I just want to be decent with you. I'm watching you. I understand that workers have issues. They had issues. 3 years, you ain't say nothing. Nothing. You ain't bother with it. Whatever mumblings or murmurings you had, it was behind closed doors. After this particular 3-year period, now you out full force and ready to scorch earth. For what? For what? Now, I don't agree with the Prime Minister merely saying that he's always open to conversation. Nobody ain't talking no more. Ain't nobody into have no conversation no more. We ready to get to action. We ready to get to work. Boots on the ground. And so I accept what you say. All right. We don't need no more talking. We need these progressive moves towards resolution. I accept that. However, I just don't understand the methodology. I don't understand the approach. I don't understand the calculations, the strategy associated with why you're doing this now. Just want to be decent. It seems as though it's assisting the Free National Movement. I just want to be decent. Oh, God. I won't be. It seems as though it's in support, indirectly, of the Free National Movement. Can I say that? Can we talk like this? I just want to talk. I just want to be decent. The Free National Movement, since 1987, had to do nothing when the PLP was in power. Social elements eroded the PLP. Issues with people coming against the PLP, organizations, and both internally in this country and externally, always come against the PLP. The FNM has been lazy in this effect. I just want to be decent with you. I could show you the information. 1992, the exact same thing. 1997, the exact same thing. 2002, when the PLP got in, they got in on a strong campaign when the PLP got in. But when it's time for social elements and the perception of amplified corruption, pull the PLP down in 2007. The FNM come in, no international issues, nobody pushing back on them other than the people saying the road is too bad, every Jesus body makes song, and this thing was ringing off on your head, Hubert Ingram had to go. It was time. 2012, both local, international issues eroded the PLP again and perceived corruption again. My point, we could keep doing this up to today. My point to you is that the FNM always waltzes in to an election, waltzes into victory after the PLP finds themselves victorious. The PLP had to go and change their whole constitution. They had to go find Reynard Rigby. They had to get everyone, had to be stoic and solemn in their approach, sober-minded in terms of how to be able to approach this. They created a dynamic approach of how they can be able to deal with people and how they can approach these particular things. They put this beautiful thing together as it relates to what's supposed to be the blueprint for change. All they ain't do nothing in it. But people. The PLP always have to work for their victory. The FNM waltzes in there. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can round me if you want around me. But this example of the court order for strike, the scorching of the earth, and all these particular things happening, says to me, that the issue cannot be being able to ensure that the rights of the workers, the rights of those persons within the union are met and we can be able to define ourselves to this. The issue to me is to be able to get a bang for your buck by threatening the government, in so many words, with their political livelihood, with their political life and the potential legacy associated with them. That's crazy. But I guess, you know, hard times. In these kind of times, it called for these matters to be resolved in unique ways. And this is bananas. Let's talk about those particular things, guys. Ismailian asked the court to put the CCA Bahamas into liquidation. And the government pays out $1 million after a U.S. firm claims the breach of contract. This is bananas. This is PLP, this is not looking good for you. I just want to be decent. This is day two of the strike. Puts more strain on hospital clinics and the public health authority. This is what they say, all right? Guys, let's take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to dive deeper into these conversations. We're not necessarily going to deviate just a bit, but we're still talking forgiveness. I tell you, we're going to be able to have structured conversations on Friday. We're going to have a structured conversation Monday. And potentially Tuesday, we're going to be able to do the same thing. But today, the line's going to be wide open. You know the numbers, 323-6232-325-4216. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break, gonna be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Are you craving that fresh, famous food, but don't want to break the bank? Wendy's has got you covered. You can now enjoy the $5 Dave's deal at all participating Wendy's locations. Enjoy a Dave's single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich made with fresh ingredients for just $5. So don't compromise on flavor just because you're on a budget. Wendy's always offers fresh, famous food at a great price. Certain conditions apply.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this.
Look what he just texted me. Oh my goodness.
Watch out!
Mobile devices are killing pedestrians, as there have been nearly 6,000 deaths and over 11,000 injuries as a result of texting and walking. Don't make your next text your last breath. Brought to you by UB Radio in conjunction with Guardian Radio 96.9.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We normally have a roundtable discussion, and you know, I really should have been able to reach out to my good guy, Garth. I expected to be able to continue our conversation on forgiveness because I had some persons coming in, and so I couldn't call him the last minute. So please forgive me. But this is the sort of the position that we're in today. Give me a call if you want to be able to participate. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. That's a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Turn your radio down. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Yeah, I just dial it down. You know, Howard, you know, this is one of those days when you wonder how much more can human beings or behemoths take, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It seems, Howard, that every little thing we try, there's some hitch behind it, and the average behemoth always end up holding the funny side of the stick. I told you I was the last Saturday road, I was on a traffic line. I got knocked from behind. From there, the gentleman that knocked me came behind our windows and told us not to move, fearing that we had whiplash. He came around to the driver's side. It appears that he was going to park so we could get everything ironed out. We took the number of the car, the vehicle. He parked on the sidewalk in front of us, and all of a sudden, he didn't stop. He just drove off.
Wow. Sparky. Sparky called me back. What's your story? I just wanted to know what happened after. After the man drove off. So he hit you. He hit you, and then a couple of guys said, no, don't move, you're going to be all right. And then pull off. These people are dangerous here. You all get more creative every Jesus day. And I know you're listening. You need to stop, sir. You're there slamming people. You know Sparky was going to call the radio station. Let's talk about these things, guys. I just want to be able to talk about where we are. And I don't know whether or not I'm providing undue pressure, right, and unnecessary questioning associated with the tactics with what's happening in the TUC, right? The indifference associated with the other unions indicating that, okay, it's time for us to go back. I don't know whether or not we could read that from a political standpoint, but this is too much, man. I just need to be able to get clarity. I need to know why you're all doing what you're doing. This ain't make no sense. To me. But you know, I'm a lowly man. I don't have no, you know. What they say, I'm not a learned man in these particular areas. That's fine. I don't have the problem. But I need clarity on this particular approach. Because we've seen you do this exact same thing with the PLP and M. The exact same thing. You turn your back on the FNM, didn't want nothing to do with them, come to the public, indicated that they didn't want to be able to negotiate and get to this particular resolve, and you forge relationship with the PRP, then you go on quiet for 3 years, and after this particular three-year period come, boom, you erupted. This is eruption. This is almost like a geyser. There's no incremental steps towards resolution. This is just, let's get in action. And if you want to be able to do that, why not take a strike vote right away? Let's do it. And identify these things. Let me see if I can take this. That's the telephone call. 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Let me see if I got any. Yeah, make sure you send a text there and maybe we'll talk about these things. There's a lot of things happening in the country, okay? And I just want to be able to say this. The PLP has hell on their hands. If you win this next general election, it's going to be by the miracle of Jesus Christ. I just want to be very clear with you. It seems as though the cards are stacked against you socially. That's where your fight always comes from, locally and internationally. The cards are stacked against you. Now, I see that you're making modifications. I see that you're telling everybody all aboard, and trying to be able to get yourself prepared for the next general election, but the cards are stacked significantly against you. Significantly. Now, I don't believe that it's going to cause you to lose based upon what we're seeing, because it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. That's the bottom line. And I believe that once you have the wherewithal to move some people, okay, let's touch this for 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, 2 seconds. We can deviate from our normally scheduled program talking about forgiveness, and we can talk about eradication just for 2 seconds. And then on Friday and Monday and Tuesday, we can deal with it again. Get to it, and then we can get back to the regularly scheduled program. But today we can talk about this. There are some constituencies, especially in the southern belt of Nassau, New Providence, that over the past 20 years have never, no matter how good the member of parliament has been, have never voted in the same person in that particular constituency. They have not. There are some constituencies that have not voted persons back in those constituencies. The PLP needs to make their decision now. No need to play with us. No need to try to be able to save good face. We ain't in your business, but you want our vote. And based upon the fact that you want our vote, you need to convince us that you are a stern government that's willing to make hard decisions, even disrupting potential friendships and relationships to be able to get to the objective of national growth and development. That's more important to us than anything else. Your political organization it pales in comparison to the grander objective of us being able to feel free, liberal, and having access in this country. And the only thing that you're concerned and consumed with is this sort of an idea to ensure that you take care of your people is sickening. We're sick and tired of it. We are sick and tired of it. We're sick and tired of when there's opportunities, you keep looking for your same friends to give them the jobs. We're sick and tired to figure out something individually for ourselves. You all find a way to be able to finagle your way in there from a governmental standpoint and tax it. We're sick and tired. We are sick and tired. We're sick and tired of being able to watch these places dilapidated in some instances. Dilapidated. Go down to nothing. And as soon as your government come in, all of a sudden government entities move into this place. We're sick and tired. We are sick and tired of you always favoring those persons who are in your immediate environment. We're tired. And we're tired that members of parliament and representatives in our constituency who are lackluster, who have not proven themselves, and they've not even proven themselves their weight in salt in this constituency. And you keep putting these people before us. And you don't have the gumption, the wherewithal to identify non-performing members and pull them back. We're tired, man. We're tired. You keep giving us garbage and expect us to always genuflect and say, well, you know, it ain't that bad, you know. If you close your eyes and hold your nose and you're eating the garbage, it's all right, you know. But once your belly full, you know, a hungry dog has eaten raw corn. So, my God, this what you want us to say about you? You want your legacy to be that at least you gave us something subpar, lacking intellectual fortitude and capacity? This is what you want us to do? The PLP cannot if they don't make strong decisions. They can't. I know you are one man, but you came in the government and you anticipated that the media was a problem for the past two elections. 10 years. Strong. The media was a problem. The media is a problem. Steve McKinney was a problem for Hubert Ingraham. Remember this. Remember this. The media was a problem for a long time. And as a result of this particular problem, your strategy was to identify persons and absorb them into your fold. In one way or another, you did that. We cannot fight you, and nor are we fighting those decisions that persons have to make individually. We cannot fight you. But your strategy still has nothing to do with the fact that you still have a two-headed monster coming at you. I'm getting calls about the potential indictments that are coming down. I'm getting calls about what our expectations are that we can see being able to come down the pipeline over the next course. It don't matter if everyone is on the same page. If that page is stained by the perception of corruption, you still blame. If you're not dealing with this perceived corruption, face on, eye to eye, nose touching, and saying, we will fight you with all that we have, you will have a major problem. We, the citizens of this country, the law-abiding, tax-paying, decent children in school, paying for these things, we have a problem with your corruption or the perceived corruption thereof. We have the problem with this stain of corruption that continues to be able to drag like a skirt tail in the PLP. And y'all ain't wash it. Y'all ain't dealing with it. You're just telling everybody, fix the narrative, all of us on one page. That can't be no more. It can't be. I just want to be decent with you. The unions come against you now. This is only the beginning. I told you in the first 90 days of 2025, the PLP have to make strong decisions or those strong decisions will be made for you. I see that the senators were here the other day and said that the PLP is a year and a half out before election. Where, what country you live in? What country y'all live in? Where you live? Where y'all live? Nominations have to happen. You have to go into these particular constituencies to get yourself familiar. You have to identify the generals in these particular constituencies. You have to walk door to door to find the strength in those constituencies. You have to become familiar. You have to do rallies in the alleys. You have to touch persons. You have to sit down. You have to identify persons to be able to get your finances from, to be able to structure your camp, be able to say on behalf of those persons that live in that constituency. You have to know. Then you got to be able to get ratified. You got to get ratified. This is a process. This don't happen in 2 days. It's a process. The PLP now have to take your pictures, polish those pictures, identify those persons in various constituencies, put a little book together, Our Promise 2.0, Blueprint for Change 2.0. We promise this time, we swear, honest to God, we can do this time for sure. Whatever y'all can put out. These things take time. Don't live in this illusion. All of us understand the politics in our community. And all I'm saying is you got to get to work now. You got to look people in their face and have these conversations behind closed doors and say, Bella, listen, you ain't do nothing, eh? In the past three and a half years, you ain't do nothing. These are the complaints that I've gotten about you. Because you have them. You have stacks of complaints about members of parliament. Both verbally and physical stacks of complaint about various members of parliament who have not performed. Not to the standard of a new day. not to the standard of this blueprint for change that you put out to the Bahama land? Are you going to decide to still put these men and women back? Got to be joking. Either you joking or you think we joking. The Bahamian people require more. These men lousy, man. Lousy. They think we there to serve them. We ask them questions as media. They flip us off. Shoo us off. We can't reach them. We talking to your constituents every day. Every day. And the only time you could remember to come and speak with us is when it's time for election time. Y'all got to be joking. You ain't ready for this kind of action. You need to put your resignation together now. Let's talk. Lines are wide open. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, how was what's happening?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Based on the knowledge you just presented, right? Mm-hmm. Based on your poll that you did a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
based on previous administration and the reason you said they were voted out,
mm-hmm.
is it safe to say that the PRP is lousy at governance, at representation?
It's safe to say that this administration has not focused on what's necessary and all the indicators that says that you should focus on this area, you should focus on that area. I can't say that they're lousy.
Well,
I can't.
Okay, let's look at the reasons why the last administration was voted out of office. For perceived corruption. Let's look at the one before.
The last PLP administration? Or the last?
Right.
Oh, you mean the FNM?
No, PLP.
Okay, the last PLP administration.
They were voted out for perceived corruption.
Yeah.
Remember
that, that's
Bahama
always
thing,
the problem.
The,
yeah,
the
that's always thing. The PLP's problem. The perceived corruption. And people,
exactly.
they never have to put their finger on it. Once you hear it, you say, oh, yeah, that's the nature of the PLP. And then
so,
you go with that.
So, again, back to what I'm saying. They're lousy at government. Because if this is the thing you get pinked with every year, every time you're in power, you get pinked with the same stick and you go back and do the same thing again. Nothing changed. Same playbook. Just different characters. That means you lousy at corruption, meaning you lousy at governance, and you lousy at representing the people. Because it is perceived that you are there for self-interest and the interest of your very, 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 very close supporters.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there for to behest the Bahamian people. You're there to serve yourself and your supporters.
Because
that's the same stick they get pinked with every time they're in power from the Lenin time.
And I keep saying, I don't understand why they never deal with this and say, listen, this ain't who we are. This is what we into. They never deal with this. They just keep letting this thing build up.
Howard, maybe it's because that is who they are. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, that's who you is. The same thing every time they're in power, that's who you is.
But
you
I can't
change the characters.
I can't believe that. Okay, so for the most part, I guess a lot of persons are going with the rhythm of how things go. But when we remember people like Damian Gomez, right? When we remember them taking on a strong position and knowing that this is their government and something that they love and then say that they have to live to a higher standard. They ain't give us no information, but they step back. It says to me that there has to be a conscience in this organization.
Well, now that you mention that name, remember when Damian Gomez was acting as the Attorney General?
Yes.
Remember when the case file gone missing?
Listen, let me take this quick commercial break. Because
okay, then.
You're trying to be indecent today. I just tell you generalized things. You were talking about specificity. I understand what you're saying, but the PLP has to deal with this. They have to deal with it. I appreciate you telling these things, man. And it's a good conversation. It's a good telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break, get to news. And when we get back, we're going to be able to dive into more conversations and talk about these things. I got a text here. Let me get back, we can read it. I can take this break, get the news, and then I can see you at 1 o'clock after the 1 o'clock hour.
The foundation.
Are you craving that fresh, famous food, but don't want to break the bank? Now enjoy the $5 Dave's deal at all participating Wendy's locations. Enjoy a Dave's single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich made with fresh beans for just $5. So don't compromise on flavor just because you're on a budget. Wendy's always offers fresh, famous food at a great price. Certain conditions apply.
on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m. The Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshearts.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Look what he just texted me. Oh my goodness.
Watch out!
Devices are killing pedestrians as there have been nearly 6,000 deaths and over 11,000 injuries as a result of texting and walking. Don't make your next text your last breath. Brought to you in conjunction with Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant just trying to be able to get to the resolve of this particular matter. It's heavy in courts. I want you to hear something that President Dwayne Woods would have said from the Unions Bahamas. Listen to this. It playing? It's not playing? Let's see if we can be able to get that thing to play, right? Any of those playing? I sent you two stuff. We got two things here. I just want you guys to be able to take a listen. And if you kind of been...
I really advise...
Okay, go ahead.
...that it was minimal effect. And the minimal effect that it had on the country yesterday, I think the stakeholders should take note and forget or try to return back to wake and let the country proceed as normal and try to resolve their matters by way of social dialogue. Well, the MOU signing was all positive. And as far as the NCTUB is concerned, more than 80% of our matters on the MOU has been resolved. So it's just a matter of maybe another, less than 20% to be complete.
Now, this heavy stuff for me. For me, as I listen to this, I try to dissect it through the one filter that all of us have been given in this country, and that's a political filter. And so you listen to this and try to be able to find out whether or not there is national sincerity there. I think we do this for everything, right? Is this a sincere position constitutionally? Is this a sincere position faith-wise? Is this sincere, or are you saying this based upon an affiliation or a commitment that you've made from a national perspective, from a political standpoint? I don't know. Listen to Dwayne Woods, and he says he believed that we should be able to get back to this position and find a resolve with proper social dialogue. More than 80% of the issues, a contract that's been signed back in 2021, more than 80% of the issues have been resolved. And why hasn't the TUC been able to identify those particular things? Right? Rather than being able to speak to us with clarity, this is just Howard Grant, okay? Don't fight me. Talk to me, okay? Rather than us being able to move towards clarity and a very clear understanding strategically for what's at play, we're being able to identify, hey, listen, we got this, we got that, we got the next thing. Rather than being able to see those things, we've seen the TUC take on a contrary position. I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about these particular ideas associated with those particular things. I just want to be decent about this. I want to talk to you about that. And find out whether or not we are being duped as a people. That's all. Whether or not you have become an army united behind an agenda contrary to what you sign up for. That's all I want to know. Whether or not you're utilizing my voice, my affiliation with the union to fight something and be able to get you further. I don't know. I just want to know. I want to know. And I want to have this kind of a conversation. Mr. Ferguson, O.B. Ferguson, is an astute politician. I'm an astute lawyer. He's articulate. He's insightful. And with all this articulation and insightfulness, instead of he bringing us the strategy and being able to say that this is what the government has not done, being able to expose the entire MOU to the country, this is what we get. Play the one with the first one with O.B. Ferguson. Go ahead.
He had a meeting with me at 2 o'clock today. Now, I don't know where that came from. I never met with the prime minister. I never had a conversation with the prime minister. So how the prime minister could tell him in public and the unions that I supposed to meet with him at 2 o'clock today? I have a full trial, but that's what people do to try to discredit you or me when they can't get what they want. I repeat, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
This is too much for me. I don't like to see this. I believe a lot of this can happen behind closed doors. I believe that we're men beyond your title. You've been given this title temporarily, and so you ascended to this position, but you understand the elements in you that cause you to be able to ascend to a position has to be negotiation. You have to understand that this business. You have to know that this business. I don't believe that Prime Minister Brave Davis believes that he's high and mighty at this particular point and you can't talk to him. I don't believe that. And I don't believe that we should come cowering and shaking our knees and shivering as we talk before the prime minister. No, shoot straight. Hey, listen, we need these particular things. Whilst you're the prime minister of the country, I lead this union. And this is the objective. This is the position. Why the prime minister have to say to us that I try to call you and you wouldn't even answer your phone? What? My phone. Let me tell you something. I had prime ministers call me before. I just want to be decent. More than one. They don't even call you. Their aide is calling you. They don't even have their phone. Good afternoon, this is Ms. Grant. Prime Minister wants to speak with you, please. Make yourself available at this particular time. What's happened? That's how it happened for me. Okay, no problem. And then somebody come on and the prime minister there. You talk to the prime minister. If the prime minister trying to reach you, I'm sure he could get to you. Now, if you reject him, then is this really in good faith? Just like Prime Minister Brave Davis said, is this really in good faith? Are you really trying to have a conversation to get to an objective, or are you just trying to be able to show yourself defiant and being able to wield your strength of the people that support you to be able to get to whatever agenda? Are you, have you already signed a deal? Man, come on, talk to me. I just want to be decent. Have you already then signed a deal like you did last time, like you did with us? Have you signed a deal with the FNM? Because I remember when you came to me, when I was the leader of the opposition. We got to shoot straight in this country, transparently. Either we're doing these things in good faith to get to the objective from a national standpoint for the people of this country, or you are jiving with us. Just want to be decent. Just want to be very clear with you. Zobe Ferguson, I'd love to have that conversation with you, my brother. I will reach out to you today and send you a formal letter to be able to have this kind of a conversation with you and structure it. I'll even put questions on that to let you know that you're not going to walk into an ambush. I'm not here to try to be able to undermine you or usurp your authority and your position as the president. I just want to be able to be clear. Because you have members that are listening to you that watch what you did with the last administration. And all this same is something of the exact same playbook. Let's read a couple of things. So it says, the lines are open, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up with a text, 422-4796, 422-4. Howard, we all know that Dwayne Woods is a PLP operative. How we could all know that? I don't know that. That's crazy. He says, he was even on the campaign trail last election campaigning for them. I don't know that. There's a text coming through, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that. I don't know that to be so. I'm not going to fight you, but that's where the text comes. The next text is, he said, but Howard, when Shannon Cartwright was questioned about the irregularities in Beeks and Parks, including the contracts duplicated, work and no work specially favored to the constituents, quote unquote. His reply in the House was, come on, guys, everybody does this. We need answers from the FNM on how they intend to address procurement irregularities so we can get value for money to the 5 cents. Because you know, the penny's gone. Otherwise, we can be in the same boat again with lots of money going out of the treasury. No efficiency. Cost savings or improvement to show for the taxes going up and up. Not what the PLP doing wrong, but realistically, how they can fix it. They can't wait till they get in to say, give us time. No! We've been waiting 50 years on y'all. I agree with you 150,000%. I agree with you. I'm not going to fight you 100%. I agree with you. They just wait till they get in office. You know who did that to me? I just want to be decent. God bless his soul. I just want to be decent. I ran against, I ran in Central Grand Bahama against B.D. Russell and Nico Grant in 2012. On the DNA ticket. And when I got in there, you know, it's kind of pushing and had an opportunity. I went on Jerome Sawyer's show, right? I think it was the Sawyer Report at the time, right? And he was interviewing various persons and they called me from Grand Bahama. So I flew here in Nassau, had a good interview with him, sat on his show. Very first time I was doing it, my family was texting me going crazy. Oh my God, we can see you on TV. Yeah, sure. Of course you can see me on TV, right? So I had an opportunity to be able to do that. And so while speaking to all these particular, you know, news outlets, locally I was speaking to news outlets. This is before radio. Even the idea of radio came into my mind. I just was speaking out to these spaces. And so Obie Wilscombe came to me, Howard. Howard. You know how Obie speaks, right? Howard. I say, thank you, Obi. He said, no, man, listen. You are good. I think there's a place for you in the PLP. I think there's a place for you. That's what he says to me. I think we can do something. I say, okay, Obi, I can hold you to that. I say, but, you know, if I beat you out and I get in, then, you know, this is null and void. But other than that, I can hold you to it, right? A year in, I think it was a year in, I was living in Grand Bahama. This was in 2000 and this would have been in 2012. I came to Nassau. And this was in 2012. They won in from 7 to 12. So between 7 and 12, a year in, I think in 2000, they didn't win. From 12 to 17. So I think in 2012, I came in and I spoke with him. And I said, hey, Obi, what's up? I was in his office. So he says, hey, Howard, what's up, man? It's good to see you. You know, all the pleasantries. They know my family, you know, all my uncles. So I said, Obi, I came to cash in on that conversation that we had to see whether or not there's an opportunity. I bring my resume, bring all my stuff. This is what I've done in tourism. This is what I've done in terms of development. This is what I've done in training. This is what I can do, blah, 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 blah. Howard, man, you got to give me some time, man. You got to give me time. And so I said, okay, I understand what this is. And I left it alone. That's what politicians intend for you to do. They intend to hit you with all the rhythm and talk to you dead good now. And when they get in and you come to be able to reap in on that kind of a conversation or whatever that verbal contract that we shook on to say that we're going to be able to do this, the first thing they need is time. The PLP is now begging for time and creating this illusion for you have a year and a half year before the next general election. Are you out of your mind? You are out of time. You're out of time. Decisions are being made now. You don't have time for these particular things. Constituencies need to be visited. People need to be touched. You don't have no more time. Let's be honest and transparent about these things. We are out of time. Let's talk about this. This is Howard Dwayne Woods is talking about his Congress. His Congress has had an 80% of their matters resolved. The TUC has patiently waited for their matters to be resolved. As a unionist, I support the TUC to fight publicly for the rights of their members. So, Howard, stop it. The PM needs to deal with the people in these top positions and fire the chairman of the many boards. Okay. I can't fight you for these particular things. But do you see what I'm asking you? I'm only asking you whether or not this is the same playbook that you throw in the FNM. And whether or not this is your tactic as it relates to being able to deal with your union matters from a public standpoint. Have you lost your wherewithal to be able to negotiate in the ways that you would have done historically? This is reintroduced over the past two elections and seeking to be able to continue on this path. That's all I'm asking. I'm asking whether or not the union has found themselves resolving to this sort of a political dangling of a carrot. Hey, you know, you're in politics. That's all I'm asking. Telephone call on the line, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
All right, Belinda Wilson, president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers.
Hey, Belinda.
And the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress.
How you doing, Belinda? It's wonderful to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm doing fine today, and I'd really like to weigh in on what you're discussing now.
I'd like you to weigh in on it.
I want to, first of all, give some clarity to not only the public, but some persons who call themselves journalists don't understand that there are three congresses.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, some of the social media and some other commentary
mm-hmm.
was attributed to the Bahamas Union of Teachers
mm-hmm.
having teachers out of school and the children all over the street.
Mm-hmm.
So let me be clear that the BUT,
mm-hmm.
which is the oldest, we are 79 years old, and the largest teachers union in the country, we did not participate in any form of industrial action on Monday or Tuesday of this week. And in fact, I want to say thank you to the thousands of teachers that we have from Grand Bahama to Inagua who actually ran the schools because the administrators were not there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few schools for For example, C.R. Walker came out early on Monday because they had no water. You had Thelma Gibbons of the restrooms. So there were a few schools that may have been dismissed early Monday and Tuesday, but not, especially in New Providence, not attributed to the action. Now, the other so-called union has their base in Grand Bahama, so mm-hmm. that would have impacted Grand Bahama schools. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
The other thing that I want to make clear is, yes, the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress, we see and we note that the issues that the junior doctors have, the customs and immigration has, the senior doctors have, the nurses have, we do stand in solidarity with them. We do understand what their problems are because some of the problems that they have, we also have. The Bahamas Union of Teachers, the Bahamas Public Service Union, we also have those issues. However, for us, the BNATUC, we always be skeptical about whatever Mr. Ferguson's agenda is. And I leave that there today.
This heavy what you're saying, Melinda, because you didn't sign on to the memorandum of understanding when they presented this to the PLP.
Okay, so let me speak to the memorandum of understanding.
Go ahead.
When it was signed, we were a part of the National Congress of Trade Unions, which Mr. Dwayne Wood is now King President.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Evans was the president at the time. My new Congress now, there are nine of us. We have seven unions and two associations. So we broke away from the NCTUB when we saw Bernard Evans, who was our then president, on the television signing a memorandum of understanding along with Mr. Obie Ferguson and the Prime Minister and Mr. Fred Mitchell.
I remember this.
So us as affiliates, paying our dues, attending meetings on a monthly basis, not a word was said to us about any memorandum of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, you're signing a document that you're saying that you're signing on behalf of your affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
We never had sight of it. We never saw the document.
Have you seen it yet?
Input.
Up to,
and in
up,
fact, when we did get the document, we got it from an outside source.
Okay, that's
not even from Bernard Evans.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
our fight then was not against the memorandum of understanding. It was against our president and the position that he placed us in as trade unionists, because you were signing something in the public, giving the false impression that the affiliates that are under you, have agreed to what you're doing. And I can say that we definitely had a major problem that this MOU was signed 3 weeks
before general election.
A general election.
Yes.
With the opposition.
Yes.
So we saw it as a political ploy.
Yes. Yes. Now, I want to ask you this question, Belinda. We ain't got to get deep and heavy, but we can talk. Now, because we've seen this, and we've already seen this playbook, the introduction of what's happening right now, it didn't happen last year. We saw this sort of a heated position. We saw Obie Ferguson being able to come out last year and talk these things. But all of a sudden, we get here. We notice election time. Is it fair for me to be able to assume, just from perception, because we don't know the depth and the details, that this may be a play of the exact same playbook to be able to threaten this government because you haven't gotten some stuff? Talk to me about it.
But okay, it may be a play out of Mr. Ferguson's old, battered, and teared playbook. But the issues that the presidents of the other unions have articulated and the concerns that they have for their members, those issues are real. Those issues are pure. Those issues are now his hidden agenda. Like I said, if he's genuine, authentic, or truthful, that is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't want to get lost in this entire thing is that the workers of this country, we are demanding that the Prime Minister ensure, as the Minister of Finance, that the funds that are owed to the different workers are paid and paid forfeit, because we've already worked.
I agree with you.
They're talking about overtime pay. They're talking about salary increases.
Some of them months back, almost a year, some of them being owed overtime, haven't gotten paid yet.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the issues are real.
Yeah.
The issues need to be dealt with. And again, like I always say, and I'm telling you, I communicate with Mr. Ferguson's Congress. And yes, they go to meetings with Mr. Ferguson, with the Prime Minister. Then he tips back in the Prime Minister's office by himself.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're a leader, there's nothing you have to discuss with the Prime Minister.
In private.
That you cannot discuss openly with your membership.
Mm-hmm.
See, so they already have their backdoor deal. The deal now has backfired, and then you come out crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair to the people who mm-hmm. have placed their trust in you as the leader of their Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to talk about the Memorandum of Understanding. Because as we said before, even when we wrote about it in 2021, we are not opposed to a Memorandum of Understanding and the action items in the Memorandum of Understanding, which is a worker's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed with all, if not all, 99% of what is in the Memorandum of Understanding. And I keep hearing persons saying, oh, the Memorandum of Understanding is 85% complete and 90%. They must be talking about a different document from what I have in front of me.
Now, no. So Duane Woods would have said 80% for the NCTUB has been completed from 2021. But I haven't heard Obi Wojcicki for the TUC indicate which percentage of, if or anything, would have been done on that Memorandum of Understanding that they signed with the PMP.
Yeah, but that's what I'm challenging, because the memorandum does not say 80% or 90% for a particular Congress or president.
Mm-hmm.
It says a United Labor Workers agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll quickly, okay, so the workers' representatives must be included in decision-making process of national policies and to be included in all heads of agreement negotiations with investors, be it foreign or domestic. So that's the first item on the agenda. So somebody is saying that this has happened because we're not aware. The second item said the workers' representative must be a part of the immigration approval process for the work permits as it relates the respective industries within 100 days of the new administration coming into office. With 100 days, must they ain't reach yet, because that hasn't happened. The workers' representatives must be a part of the tourism industry negotiation, with particular emphasis on the cruise industry. So the hotel union is under my umbrella. They haven't told me that they have been a part of any tourism industry negotiations, and we meet on a monthly basis, and we have discussions, I mean, daily and weekly. So the work, so if they're talking about a few justices of the peace, persons being certified as justices of the peace, we can say, yes, that has happened. But that there is personal to the individual. That is also a low-hanging fruit that has no impact, little to no impact, on workers and the workers' benefit, remuneration, and improved terms of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I want them to tell me, because, I mean, there's a whole list of amendments that should be happening to the Employment Act, to the minimum wage, to the consumer legislation, crown land allocation. So I want to know this 80 to 90% of the workers' agenda in the MOU, I mean, I want to know the proof of what they're saying.
Tell me this.
It's already been done, because I'm unaware.
Tell me this, Belinda. Has the MOU been signed in good faith to indicate that there will be no social agitation until we could resolve this within the first 3 years or within the first whatever?
Well, the MOU speaks to like social dialogue and working together and holding quarterly meetings. And so let me speak to the quarterly meetings quickly. Minister Pia Glover-Rose, she just came as the Minister of Labor. And we've been having our quarterly meetings with her, let's say, over the last year. Prior to her, it was Honorable Keith Bell. So we were having our quarterly meetings with him. However, if I say to you, the list that I would have given to Minister Keith Bell, all I have to do is dust off that same list and give it to Pia Glover-Rose for our next meeting, which we can hold in March.
Because nothing been done.
Little to nothing. And like I'm saying to you, if you say, oh, some persons have been sworn in as justices of the peace. And let me clear that, too, because I heard Mr. Obi Ferguson saying, oh, Belinda Wilson got justice of the peace. Belinda Wilson did a training over the COVID for justice of the peace certification. Belinda Wilson applied for justice of the peace prior to this MOU. So I just want to set the record straight on that. I am a leader. I don't go around begging no government for anything. So I go the proper channels to ensure that when I do speak, I could speak with clarity and with assurance, and I don't have to look left or right. I can look straight. So there's a lot of work to be done as it relates to this memorandum of understanding. It even speaks to ILO conventions that the government has ratified and has not yet brought into force. So it's a lot of work to be done.
Belinda, I thank you.
I know you always hear Mr. Freddie Munnings calling, talking about culture and entertainment.
Yes.
So there's supposed to be an establishment and implementation of a cultural heritage art and entertainment encouragement act, similar to the Hotel Encouragement Act, that should have been established. So see, there's a lot of meat that is in this memorandum of understanding. And really, I think you all that are in the media need to really sit, I guess, with some of us or whomever you choose to go through the memorandum of understanding. A lot of the articles in the memorandum of understanding calls for legislation. So that means that you need an act of parliament. It calls for regulations to be written. Policies need to be amended, changed, or even established. So there's a lot of work to do. And as I said to the Prime Minister, tick-tock, time is running.
It's actually done. I mean, I want to be able to say that. I feel like the time is done. And I understand the agitation. I understand these things. But the only question I have, and this is the last question I have for you, is whether or not you believe...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Belinda? Yeah,
okay. I couldn't hear you good, but I heard you say something about agitation.
No, I have one more... Okay, go ahead.
That some person's been... Some bear must be out in the woods, and then they jump up and start talking this week. But if you follow Belinda Wilson, I'm agitating, I am speaking, I am advocating for my members continually.
I like this, Belinda. Now, before you go, Belinda, is there another way to approach this particular issues? Issues that have been longstanding, issues that have not been able to be addressed yet, issues that you indicate that may need legislative rectification, that may need this sort of regulations and policy changes, so forth and so on. These issues, longstanding, that needs to change for true empowerment. Is there another approach that we could take to be able to get this?
Okay, I'm glad you said it. We've taken, I know the Bahamas Union Teachers, the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress, I can speak for us. We've taken a different approach. Let me tell you the approach that I know we always take, and then we come to the public. So when we come to the public, we could pull out our letters, we could pull out our emails, we could pull out our WhatsApp messages, we could pull out our documentation. So for me, let me speak about me and our Congress. We met with the Prime Minister and Minister Fred Mitchell and a few others February 2022. I've been writing to the Prime Minister periodically. Kimsley Ferguson writes to the Prime Minister periodically Others have written to the Prime Minister periodically. I could say for the BUT. I've not had even an acknowledgement of my letter from the Prime Minister for meetings. And these meetings, this ain't for me to grin up in the Prime Minister's face
and ask for something.
Play that game. It's for us to discuss all of these outstanding matters of my union. It's for us to discuss the Pensions Act that they intend to amend. It's for us to discuss a memorandum that Simon Wilson sent out January the 3rd, 2025, stating that anyone who's owed monies and the time is greater than 5 years, they will not be paid. See, and these are the things that are happening that the public does not know, that's happening internally, and not until we bring it out publicly, then it's, oh, we see what they're talking about. And you're asking, how can these matters be addressed? Well, I must say that I believe that the Prime Minister has failed as the Minister of Finance. I believe that he's given too much power on his job, his responsibility, and his authority to the Financial Secretary, Simon Wilson. And Simon Wilson, when you dig into all of what these people are saying, yes, we have unrest, not all. Most of the unrest points to financial matters that have not been addressed.
Wow.
And like I said, and I said it before, and I wrote it to the Prime Minister. I told the Prime Minister, do your job, sir. Stop sending a boy to do a man's work. And when it comes to these times when you have all of this uproar and this where persons are so frustrated that they have to leave their jobs, then it calls for the Prime Minister to lead. This ain't no time for no weak leadership.
Well, but
strong leadership. And he should be around the table with all of us, not just Obi in the back door. Belinda Wilson is the president of a Congress and a union. When I write to you, acknowledge, respond, give a timeline to meet. Let's go through the items. You can fix it. What can be fixed? Say to us, listen, this is going to take a little while. We're going to work on this. This is an interim plan. We are educated.
Yeah.
We are reasonable. We are logical. But we have a job to do.
Yes.
So we have to do our jobs. Yes. So, Mr. Prime Minister, again, like I say to you, sir, do your job. Stop letting Simon Wilson and those others who you're surrounded by give you a black eye. I think your lip and all swell up now after these 2 days. So get in front of these things before the things get out of control. And they're already out of control. The horse is out the gate.
Yeah. You can't put it back in. That's it. I thank you so very kindly. I don't know what you're doing next week, Wednesday, but I'd like you to be able to join me here in studio, if you can, to talk about some of these things.
23rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could check.
Well, I can send you an official thing. I got all your information, but I appreciate you giving me a call, my dear.
Yes, and I just want to say again to the teachers and the guidance counselors, the librarians, the teachers' aides, who are members of the Bahamas Union of Teachers from Grand Bahamas now, but thank you for holding down those schools, the 171 schools throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Monday and Tuesday. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Belinda. Thank you, Belinda. Thank you so very kindly. Guys, going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 3323-5267.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Benazir Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars. Well, hopefully they won't need that. Tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete, bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation. Lines are wide open with these few minutes that we have left. Let me go right to the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. What's up, Anton?
Boy, look here. That was a serious interview just now with the president of the teachers union, Mrs. Belinda Wilson. Very serious interview, Howard.
Yes.
A lot of very critical information came in over the lines.
Yeah.
As a result of that interview, I want to highlight a few of them, and then I want to say two things to PM Davis. However, I'll go quickly as I can. Let me first start by saying thank you to the Teachers Union President, Mrs. Belinda Wilson, for clearing up the air on the fact that the union she represents did not participate in any way, shape, or form, nor was it members of her union on Grand Bahama that were the cause for students not being able to access education on Grand Bahama in droves. And so that Wilson also is very interesting, Howard, because the very same thing that Mrs. Wilson expressed today, where she said that on 2021, when the memorandum of understanding was signed by the TUC head, she expressed that she did not support it. And there were other members under the umbrella of the TUC that did not support the signing. The very same can apply to yesterday and today's soft strike, Howard. Not all of the TUC member unions, as you started to speak about with one of them, Mr. Woods, right? And others from NIB and one or two others as well, who were vocal in expressing that they prefer to go to the table and negotiate, right? That in itself, Howard, is a big conversation to unpack. That in itself is a big conversation to unpack. Well, Howard, moving on swiftly with the last point with Belinda. She spoke from a position of strength because of her knowledge and understanding of what is in the memorandum of understanding. You understand what I'm saying, you, Howard?
Yes.
She was able to speak from a position of strength. Howard, let me, this guy coming with the PM. PM, sir, you know I love you. You know I support you, sir. Right? You know that I was one of those who was there with you when there was only one or two people on the boat and never left the boat, right? PM, with the expressions from the president of the teachers union expressing that she was not against the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding. She was just against the alleged and purported way it was processed, the way it was structured, the way it appeared as though it didn't include bringing to the table all of the TUC member unions to have a frank and honest discussion to come to a TUC body, right? So that tells me, PM, that's someone who you could negotiate with. That's someone you can strike a chord with, setting aside any indifference that exists. She's expressed it publicly, and I'm going on what she expressed, right? Howard, going to you again. I'm going to PM at the same time. Listen, what you was discussing, Howard, even before the president of the teachers union called in, what you was discussing, I was calling to say this specific point. It cannot be accomplished. PM, what your heart's desire is, and I know you have a good heart for the Bahamian people, but what your heart's desire is cannot be accomplished realistically as long as the status quo, the back of the status quo, is not broken. As long as the economy in our country, as it currently exists, is not turned upside down. PM, the same way it was in the days of the Bay Street Boys, it almost appears as though it is exactly the same today, where mm-hmm. the few are gravelicious, PM. Mm-hmm. They're not prepared to share the pie, PM, and mm-hmm. they are making you look bad mm-hmm. as someone who is not, mm-hmm. as someone who believes in sharing, as someone who believes in providing opportunity. PM, you have to make the hard decisions to move some of these people. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can still accomplish some of what is in your heart with some of those people who are close to you and making you look bad in place. But PM, some of them, you got to move. You got to make the hard decisions and move them if you are going to see this country move in a direction that you expected it to move in when we came to office back on the 16th of September, 2021. Howard, I will end with this right here. Can you hear me, Howard?
Go ahead, Anton. Go ahead, Anton.
Listen, man. This is what is happening right now in the country and what is about to unravel in the country is also a part of what it looks like. This is the result of when a government ambitiously pursues maintaining or realizing a profit as the first government ever. This is what it looks like. This is only the beginning. This is only the tip of the iceberg of what it looks like when the government pursues that, overtaking care of its people, overtaking care of the country. And PM, I'll end this right here, Howard. It is not too late, sir. But you have to make the decisions right now. You have some people around you who are spiteful, who are vindictive, who are deliberately trying to hold back, hold down, and stand over people who support you, in addition to hurting the country in the process. PM, you got to examine internally and get things together. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, Anton. I do appreciate it. I appreciate your telephone call. I think it's time to be driven home. Okay, let's hit the reality check. You got to hit the default. You got to hit the reset. And you have to take your political elevated blinders off. And this isn't only good for the PLP. This goes for everyone in the government today. From a political standpoint, you have to take your political blinders off. You're not going to be casual with this sort of an idea to first and foremost come here and start to talk about the illusion of time. You have no time left. You are done. How much time you want the little red stick to pop out the turkey? It's finished. How much time you gonna poke this cake? Nothing on the fork. You are done. From here, you can get break. From here, you only can get burn. No pun for the F&M. This is no pun for the F&M. Somebody texts me just now and says, Belinda Wilson just handed Michael Pintard and the Free National Movement the next election. Belinda Wilson, in my view, humbly, as I say this, humbly. Now, we can talk about this when she comes here with us. But Belinda Wilson, in my view, has no political agenda that she's pushing to the forefront. There's no desire to align with one thing or another. This is not maligned with a subtle agenda to be able to propel yourself above the politics of the day. All she's doing is dealing with her people. That's all she's ever done. She come out here and the preamble of what she says is being able to acknowledge the union, to acknowledge the men and women that she serves, The preamble of every time I talk to this woman, the preamble of what she says is to acknowledge those people that provide her the opportunity to serve them. She agitates for them. And she, if nobody else in this country do their homework, she's done her homework. She reads these things. She dissects it. She set up, during the COVID, we had many interviews. She set up hundreds of questions and sent it over to Jeffrey Lloyd. You remember this? Jeff Lloyd. Oh, Jeff Lloyd. I don't know if they get back together. But it was issues when he was in an established position. We have to be honest and transparent in this country. And the PLP have to get out of the cloud of illusion. Wake up. Now, I don't know if you can be able to deal with all these things. You heard Belinda Wilson talk about we don't know what the subtle agenda is associated with why you even signed this memorandum of understanding in the first place. She didn't tell you the alternative route that she has taken to provide you transparency so no one could say, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. She didn't come here and tell you when the TUC meet as a collective, then all of a sudden there is allegations. She didn't say allegations, but I say it. Of a separate meeting being held. Why? Why isn't there transparency? Why are you going to lead people in this space that they got to assume? They got to perceive. Why? You don't operate in the sunshine. Let's be able to deal with these particular things. I think I have one more telephone. It says, this begging your PM on national radio is embarrassing as hell, man. Dude say he has an open door, but even his trolls got to get on air to cry to him. It's too late for the PLP, Anton. This country is a joke. This is a text coming through. One more telephone call. You got 2 seconds. Caller, go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear. What's up?
Can you give me 2 seconds of all the seconds that
you
want?
You got 30. I can give you 30. You got 28 more. Go ahead.
Okay. Point one. Burn, baby, burn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Point two. Anton just wash, rinse, the PLP out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he himself, who always boasts about the Prime Minister having such an open door. Oh, good day, Anton, has just now showed us that if he has to use this platform, which I know he's an open person, but he's using this platform to show us, show the nation that the Prime Minister isn't even listening to anybody. I think it's too late because he's always saying, Mr. Prime Minister, listen to this. Mr. Prime Minister, even he listened to you, sir.
Mm.
We all love hearing that you now see what we have been saying, but he isn't even listening to you. So you're literally beating a dead horse.
Mm.
Thanks for my 2 seconds.
Thank you, baby. That's no problem. Yeah, this ain't looking good. It ain't looking good. I know that the PLP is in war mode right now. I know that we could be able to see the trolls come out. I know that the chairman has said that all of us has to be on one agenda and keep this information internally within the PLP to be able to rectify this issue. But there are PLPs who haven't gotten paid. Who work for government right now. There are PLPs who haven't gotten paid. Listen to me. I can't even tell you all my business, so I ain't gonna tell you my business. But I know personally that after these persons that work for government and they render all 60 hours, 100 hours a week and do all these particular things and then come at the end of the month and still get a regular salary as though they've done none of these things, right? Then you start to ask questions because you're not familiar with the structure of how government go. All I know as a private citizen is where I work. I will get paid. But that ain't how the government go. Hold on. Why I got to modify my life, hold off, and continue to eat noodles for the labor that I've rendered, for the homework that I didn't do for my children, for the fact that I can't put gas in my car, I can't do the things I need to do. My God! All of these things that I've given off, and the government is going to say to me that we can't take care of you this month. We can't take care of you this year. Oh, you got 6 months, these things back. And now Belinda's indicating to us there was a memorandum of, a memo sent out at the beginning of 2005 that says that if you ain't get paid for the last 5 years, you can't get paid at all. This is bananas. Bananas. But we got to deal with these things. And we can do so with clarity. I am not going to be here tomorrow, guys. We're going to be back on Friday. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. God spare our lives. I'm going to the Ministry of health and wellness, their forum that they're going to be having for the First National Forum for Primary Prevention of Violence in the Bahamas. All right, so you're going to be hearing a show tomorrow. And then I'll see you guys on Friday. Godspeed our lives. Have a beautiful day. We're going to see you on Friday right here on the Foundation. Godspeed.
The Foundation.